antibiotics actually attack the body, not just the germs, says a new study. This is from the Gold Report. Look, we know that. I know it from personal experience now, unfortunately, because of my son. As I looked up the way the things work, it's classic. It's the same model that they use for chemotherapy. Well, we're going to poison you with chemo, but don't worry, it's going to kill the cancer before it kills you. Well, not in the case of my father, it didn't. Not in the case of a lot of people. And these same things that kill tumors, these same things that are set up to kill bacteria, will also destroy your body to one degree or the other. You may or may not notice it. It may have a huge effect, just as we're seeing with the vaccines. There are genetic differences between different people, and so these things are going to operate at that level. You're going, and that's exactly what these very dangerous antibiotics that just harmed my other son. That's what they do. These floxins, these chloroquine. And there's a whole bunch of them. They all end in some kind of floxin thing, like levofloxetine and cipro and things like that. What they do is they attack and destroy the bacteria by attacking their DNA. And guess what? For a lot of people, they attack the people's DNA as well. So whatever happened to this first do no harm thing? They don't care about that. First, get rich. Then we don't care. If the patient dies, meh. Yeah, we killed the disease. Operation was successful, but the patient died. We don't care. Results from a new study may revolutionize the way in which we view antibiotics. It may provide hope for millions of sufferers from inflammatory bowel disease, a condition which is believed to affect as many as 1% of the world's population. In this particular case, they said, for irritable bowel disease, antibiotics have become ubiquitous. They are, you know, when you have these poorly trained doctors who know nothing and they get out their little chart. Oh, okay, what are the symptoms? Oh, well, then that's the disease and here's the pill. And they didn't do the research before they put it out. They don't do the research afterwards. They don't care. They get paid. Even those who avoid them are often exposed to antibiotics in a variety of ways, regardless. You know, they're passed through into the water supply. They're passed through our food supply because they're giving antibiotics to the animals. Until recently, it was believed that antibiotics only affected bacteria indirectly, causing an imbalance in the body. This new study has revealed that antibiotics can also have a direct and damaging impact on the body's own cells. And again, they've known this for over 30 years, the floxins. What they're finding out with this antibiotic that's for irritable bowel syndrome, they find out that it's not the bacteria that is doing the most harm, it's the actual drug. The drug is attacking the mucus lining of the bowel, and so if somebody's got a condition where they've got a bacteria that's causing this irritable bowel syndrome, and they give them these antibiotics, the antibiotics then attack the bowel, and they're far worse off than they were before. Direct damage to the mucus barrier could explain why these measures don't help many, make things worse. The research team investigated this hypothesis by transferring the microbiota, the microbes in the intestine. They transferred them to other mice, and it didn't have that issue. They said, to our surprise, transferring the microbiota, the things that we were trying to kill with the antibiotics, if we transferred those microbiota to the germ-free mice, they didn't get sick. This implies that perhaps the antibiotic might be affecting the mouse directly. And then they did research and they said, yeah, it is. Two of the antibiotics studied, so that you know, neomycin and vancomycin, induced what is called endoplasmic reticulum, ER, stress response in the colon. We found mice treated systematically with vancomycin lacked a clear mucus in most areas of the colonic epithelial circumference. The testing demonstrated that the deleterious effect of the vancomycin on mucus secretion is independent of the microbes, but it's correlated to the pharma drug. It's correlated to the antibiotic. The finding shatters the paradigm that antibiotics harm only bacteria and not our own cells. So you have a week to cure your infection and only minutes to mess up your gut. And so this article ends with the benefits, the risks, and the blasphemous conclusions, because it is religion. The study concluded that more research is needed to conclusively show antibiotics play a causative role in the development of IBD. And if so, how, with researchers noting that, this question will be hard to answer. I think we kind of know what's going on. Is it only the mRNA? Is it only the childhood vaccines? Things like that. As I said, you know, I just told you about one set of antibiotics. And then there is the fluoride family, the floxins, Cipro, levofloxacin, all these stuff. They've known about these things for decades, by the way. The FDA has gone through now 7 black box labels for the floxins. And I'm telling you about this because I want you to know that it's not just the vaccines. It's the antibiotics. It's the statins. It's all the rest of the stuff. It's the junk food Pop-Tarts. When you're told, don't have the cherries or the cranberries because they got a little bit of sugar on them or whatever. Yeah, how much sugar does a Pop-Tart have compared to the cherry? No, it's all this stuff. And like I said, when you come to the floxins, they've known about this for decades. Several 100,000 people have had their lives destroyed with this stuff. They have 7 black box labels that they put on to assuage people. As people get angry, okay, we'll put a black box label on and we'll keep selling it. Because the FDA's purpose is to let the companies know they're free to do anything. FDA. That's what it's all about. I had a friend of our family in Florida who his wife was killed by a drug that was approved by the FDA. They put it out. People were dying. So they stopped it. Then there was lobbying from the pharmaceutical company. They started it again. His wife got the drug. She died. Because the FDA is there to make sure that you're free to do anything. And if they have approved it, it's safe. It's just that simple, right? We don't care. Nobody has any responsibility. Hey, I'm just a doctor. I'm just looking up this stuff on a chart that was handed to me by the pharmaceutical companies. And this is the approved protocol. And so I'm just going to approve this drug for you. And so that's what they've done with the floxins. And like I said, 7 black box labels, but nothing at all was made clear by either the doctor or the pharmacist to my son when he got it for a urinary tract infection. And this gives you an idea of what this does to somebody's life. I want you to see what the FDA approves, what they allow to continue to happen to people like my family.
Yep, that's me. You're probably wondering how I ended up in this situation.
This Norwood woman's TikTok has been seen all over the world. She warns 3 pills of a popular antibiotic left her with a crippling condition. So 25 Investigates wanted to know why this medication is still being prescribed 16 years after the FDA began warning about it.
Investigative reporter Ted Daniel joins us live. And Ted, this is a rare but devastating condition.
Rare, my ass.
Floxing, Mark and Vanessa, the term is used to describe a reaction some people have to one class of antibiotics. A small percentage of people prescribed these meds experience toxic side effects. The people we spoke with say they should have been warned, but were not.
Talia Smith had a full-time job and a daily exercise routine. Her life was go, 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 until it stopped.
It was like a bomb went off in my body, literally.
In April of 2021, Talia was prescribed Cipro for a urinary tract infection. She says she questioned the doctor. Did she really need an antibiotic that strong?
Is there anything I need to be aware of? And they actually told me no. There's nothing you need to be aware of.
3 days later, Talia says she ended up in the emergency room. She describes the pain in her body like an electrical shock. She couldn't eat. She couldn't walk.
And the doctor said, were you taking Cipro? You know, there's a black box warning label. Do you know what that is?
Black box is the strongest warning the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has. The label is restricted to medications that can lead to injury or death. According to the FDA, Cipro, Levaquin, and other antibiotics known as fluoroquinolones should be reserved for serious issues like anthrax exposure or severe infection.
25 Investigates analyzed federal prescribing data. More than 2 million people were prescribed these antibiotics in 2022, including more than 200,000 right here in Massachusetts.
It's an easy antibiotic to use, and as a result, it's overused.
Dr. Shira Jerome is chief infection control officer for Tufts Medicine. She says fluoroquinolones can cause tendon ruptures, central nervous system, and heart damage. And there's no way to know in advance if someone might have an adverse reaction.
All of those things are relatively rare. But with the massive amounts of fluoroquinolones being used in this country, we tend to see a lot of those complications over time.
In 2023, there were roughly 3,000 adverse reactions from Cipro alone, and that's just what's reported to the FDA.
So what are we raising the alarm about this?
Rachel Brumert says she was floxed by Levaquin 17 years ago. She's now a patient safety advocate working for the FDA. Brumert wants to make it mandatory for prescribers to report when patients have negative side effects from fluoroquinolones.
The general population doesn't know that the FDA has 7 black box warnings on fluoroquinolone antibiotics, and that is a big deal.
Talia Smith has also become an advocate, sharing her story online as she fights to get insurance to pay for floxing treatments. Every move is a struggle.
Sorry, I don't want to get emotional.
And that struggle is for life.
This level of chronic illness, it's not living at all. You're just surviving day to day.
So here's what you need to know. If you're prescribed an antibiotic or any medication, don't hesitate to ask questions. All the people we spoke with say those conversations need to happen. There are about 8 brand name fluoroquinolones and dozens of generics. If the full name of the drug ends with floxacin, there could be other options. Always check with your prescriber. For 25 Investigates, I'm Ted Daniel.
Wow. Ted, thank you, and we wish Talia the very best moving forward. Boy, she's been through a lot.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what they do. It's just like a criminal that has a whole string of aliases, isn't it? Yeah, they make a slight little tweak here so they can patent it again, keep the money chain going, and change the name so that nobody knows what it is. Oh, well, you know, that other one, that's that old drug. And we had a lot of problems with that, but this one is great. This is safe. You should take this, that type of thing. So I just want you to know, you watch out for anything that's floxacin, anything that's like that. Ask questions, or you might do what I'm going to do and encourage my family to do, and that is never take another thing from any pharmaceutical company. I'm done with these people. They are murderers. They will kill you for money. They don't care if they get hundreds of thousands of people. They destroy their lives. They just keep going, keep making it. Oh, it's rare. Well, you know what's not rare? Their greed, their murders, the damage that they do to people is not rare. So let me just ask that you pray for my son, who this has just happened to him a couple of weeks ago.
Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.